Far off the coast of Madagascar last month, a crew of geologists and other scientists drilled deep into the ocean floor.
We are trying to drill a hole through the crust of the Earth down into the Earth's mantle.
Well, that's Henry Dick, a senior scientist in geology and geophysics at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He spoke to us aboard the Joides Resolution, a research vessel. Now, scientists believe that below the ship at that site, some 2.5 kilometers under the seafloor, that's where the barrier between the Earth's crust and mantle lies. It's an unexplored boundary that could yield important clues about the earliest life on Earth and about modern-day climate change. So, Henry Dick and his team are aiming to become the first research team to break through that barrier. And when we spoke with Henry Dick recently, he was on board the Joides Resolution, as I said, and he explained to us the importance of their mission.
The big question that we're out here to answer is the nature of the Earth's MOHO. MOHO is a seismic reflector that was first identified by the Croatian seismologist, Moro Vicic. And so we're really trying to drill through the crust here in these two expeditions to see if we drill into the mantle before we encounter the seismic reflector.
And Henry, for those of us who aren't geophysicists, could you just briefly explain seismic reflector, meaning what?
Well, when you pound on the Earth, it's like yelling at a wall. The energy from your voice goes to the wall, and then some of it goes through the wall to disturb your neighbor, and some of the energy bounces back to you. Seismic energy does the same thing. You set off an explosion on the surface of the Earth, and you'll have an energy wave that goes down through the Earth. And when it hits a change in the density and the composition of the Earth, some of the energy will go through that. Some will bounce back to you. And this is how we detect the inner structure of our planet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about the scientific possibilities of the expedition a little more in just a second, but sort of the engineer in me still wants to understand, how is it that a drill is going to get down that deep? I mean, first of all, it has to travel through a vast amount of water and then drill through what you're describing as kilometers or miles of the Earth's crust. How is the big is the drill? How does it work?
The drill bit is about 9 3/4 inches across. So we drill about a 10-inch hole. And the reason it's possible is that the pipe is in tension even while we're pressuring the drill bit against the ground. So the drill pipe is suspended beneath us, so the weight of the drill pipe keeps it straight. And we put it on the seafloor and just start drilling in. And we've had pretty good luck. We've got about 50% recovery of hard rock core for the scientists to study here. And they're very excited. It's already revealing some really interesting stuff.
Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah. What we've now found by drilling a second deep hole in the seafloor here is that there's very large variations in the composition of the rock and in how much the rock has been deformed. And that's quite a surprise. Because we have to reconcile that with the fact that the magmas coming out of the Earth above this rock are very uniform in composition. So that is a new scientific enigma that will have people really, really pondering what's going on for some time. The other discovery, which is quite interesting, is that previously when we drilled in this area, we didn't see a lot of carbonate veins in the rocks. This time around, we found quite a bit of carbonate, which says that the amount of carbon stored in the ocean crust taken out of seawater varies quite a bit from one place to another in the crust, and that's a surprise too. We thought it would be more uniform, and that plays into the whole global carbon cycle, which people are interested in because of climate change. And one of the things is that we're trying to evaluate what sort of reservoir the ocean crust and the mantle beneath it is for carbon.
Did you mention that you're also the team is also looking for signs of life previously unknown to science in this portion of the Earth's crust?
Yes. What we're doing is we're trying to drill through the crust into the underlying mantle rock. And if the MOHO is not the crust mantle boundary, then the most likely thing that we can expect is that the MOHO is a serpentization front. Serpentine forms from mantle rock when you add water to it. And you see serpentine on the walls of banks all the time. It's that nice green swirly stone with white veins running through it. And it's a very interesting phenomenon because when you alter mantle rock to serpentine, you create hydrogen, which reacts with seawater to make methane. And methane is a source of food for bacteria. And so if we drill into this layer, and it turns out that there's a thick layer of serpentinized mantle above the Moho, then we will be likely finding a whole new planetary biosphere beneath the ocean crust.
I see. So, Henry, I read that on a previous expedition, if I have this right, the drill actually broke and ended up plugging the hole?
Yeah, in a way, the second attempt to do this. And we had found a site back in 1987 here. We were looking actually for an outcrop of the mantle on the surface of the Earth. And instead, we drilled straight into the lower ocean crust. And we drilled very rapidly down a half a kilometer with high recovery. And that was a real stunner because that's the first time anybody had directly sampled the lower ocean crust in situ. And it looked very different than what we expected. And we came back here in 1997, 10 years to the day later, and continued drilling that hole, and things went really well. And we were down at 1,500 meters, which was our objective. And I was just about to pull the drill string out of the hole when the ship took a big heave because we were in a storm and rose up and slammed the end of the drill pipe down on a ledge in the hole. And it snapped off at the seafloor. I was in the laboratory when that happened. I was looking down a microscope, and I suddenly heard a ka-wump, wump. And I said to the guys around me, that's bad. That's very, very bad. And that was the end of that attempt. And for the last 19 years, I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking, if only I had pulled the drill string up a few hours earlier, we would be back there and have drilled this project 20 years ago. And so it took me 19 years to get the drill ship to return here.
So you've been thinking about this for 19, almost 20 years. Henry, if I could just ask, what's been the highlight for you so far?
What the highlight for me is when I got on this ship to come after, because I've not been working on this project for 19 years. I've been working on it for 31. Started in 1984 with a colleague of mine, Jim Natlin from the University of Miami, when we first proposed this. And after 31 years, yes, I am very excited to be here. Drilling through the Earth's crust, the lower crust, we know what the upper crust is composition is, but no one really knows what the composition of the ocean crust is. And that's pretty fundamental, not to know the composition of what is in fact three-fifths of the Earth's crust. And so far, we've learned that that crust is formed by mechanisms quite different than we ever expected. This is not at all what I read about in the geology textbooks when I was a young scientist. And it's very different, and we've found out that it's quite varied. And that's very exciting. I mean, what we're really engaged in here is planetary exploration, a la examining Mars or Pluto or Jupiter. We just haven't done a very good job on this planet of exploring it.
Henry Dick is a senior scientist in geology and geophysics at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He spoke to us on board the research ship Joides Resolution as part of a team of scientists that started drilling into the Earth's crust in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Madagascar. Well, that's it for today and this week. Stay warm and stay happy this weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. See you then.